وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله خير for all those duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength, Hazrat Mawlana. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this, your services for His Mubarak Deen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we're going to be sharing a story about value. And it's a very, very potent story from which we can learn a great deal. So there was a speaker who started off his seminar by holding up a $100 bill. So in the room of 200 people, he asked, what is this piece of paper and is it worth anything? So they said, it is a $100 bill. It can be exchanged in international and national markets for its quoted value to buy other products or currency of the same worth. Replied one of the many participants who raised their hands. So then he proceeded to crumple the dollar bill. He crumpled it up using both his hands till it became a bundle of wrinkled paper. So he then unfolded it again and making an unsuccessful attempt to keep it straight, he asked, would you still be able to negotiate it for its quoted value? Yes, was the echoing reply from all the participants. When he said, look like I haven't done enough, what if I do this? And he dropped it on the ground and he started to grind it into the floor with his shoe. So now the note was not only crumbled, you know, it was also dirty. It was defaced. And from a distance, you wouldn't even recognize it. And sometimes notes, you know, like these come into our hands. So now will someone like to trade it for its quoted value? So many hands went up in the air. I mean, in the end, it's still a $100 bill. So I think this piece of currency is still holding its value. You know, replied a participant in a slightly unsure voice. So this bill can still fetch goods worth $100. Said the other participant, and everybody agreed. So you can see a note that is crispy and clean, and a note that has been crumbled, and a note that has been trampled upon dirty. But in the end, it's still a $100 bill. It still holds its value. So the story that we learn from here, there's a very, very, very valuable lessons in this exercise that we just went through. So the person said, it may have appeared to some of you that I was able to deform, deface, mutilate the $100 bill during the process as the effects were clearly visible. However, no matter what I did to this piece of paper, you still upheld its negotiability because you were sure in your mind that my actions did not actually decrease its value. It was still a currency note worth $100. Now comes the time where we can learn a lesson from it. So many times in our lives, we feel like as if we are dropped, crumbled, and ground into the dirt by the decisions we make or the circumstances that come our way. We feel as though we are worthless. So it may also appear to onlookers as if it has really happened to a certain extent. But no matter what has happened or what will happen, please remember, you never lose your value. Value that you cherish are indeed devoid of worldly disturbances and always are your savior. Now imagine you are a perfect good Muslim, you try and endeavor to be. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? No matter the difficulties that come on you, I mean, let us learn from the children, from the mothers in Palestine, from the Mujahideen, you know, in the Gaza, that they uphold, you know, their values, no matter how they are trampled, you know, how they are persecuted. But they cherish that lofty iman. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in a noble Quran? وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِلْرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That there is izzat and honor for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the believers. So judging from this year, no matter the persecution and the oppression, you know, that is meted out on the people of Gaza and Palestine, you know, by the Yahud Mal'uneen, but remember one thing, that in spite of them having the support of the world and everything, they have no izzat, they have no honor, they have no value whatsoever. You know, ulaika kal an'am bal hum azal. They are like animals, in fact, even worse. So, one more thing to remember is that no matter what people say, and no matter what you think of yourself, a true connoisseur and judge will realize if you are a gem or just an artificial jewelry. So consider yourself a gem. Allah has made us from the ummah of His beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How honored we are. And every day we should beseech and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast on our beautiful iman. Allahumma sabbitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-iman wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman ma'a al-muttaqina ma'a al-abrar. Now there's a few ahadith that I would like to share with you. And alhamdulillah, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ahadith always have a great impact on us. Jawami'ul kilam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, you know, we give extended lectures for hours and hours. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ahadith are brief, but they have such a dynamic meaning. So reflect on these ahadith of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should try and bring ta'aleem in our homes as well, to recite the Mubarak hadith of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can inculcate in our hearts and the hearts of our children the love of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now look at this beautiful hadith. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He is not one of us who is not affectionate to the little ones and does not respect the old." So what message there is for all of us and the children that are listening, that we must be affectionate to the little ones, show them love, you know, hold them, embrace them, give them a smile, and we must respect our old people, never jeer at them, never disrespect them in any way whatsoever. And then Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, "And he is not of us who does not enjoin that which is lawful and prohibits that which is unlawful," which is amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. We'll always be on goodness as long as we enjoin what is right and we prohibit that which is wrong. So this is not only, you know, a certain category of people in the ummah, you know, will possess, but every mu'min should have this trait in him, that he must enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever is kind, Allah Ta'ala will be kind to him. Therefore be kind to men on earth, he who is in the heavens will show mercy on you. So we always want the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we show kindness to the inhabitants on the earth, Allah will show his mercy on us. So once a man who was passing through a road found a branch of a tree with thorns obstructing the road. So the man removed the thorns from the way. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accepted that from him and forgave his sins. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has revealed to me that you must be humble. No one should boast over one another and no one should oppress another. So humility and humbleness is a very, very great trait in an individual. We heard from our mashayikh that if a kettle stands proud, it will never ever be able to give of its contents. But the minute the kettle bows down, you know, and its spout comes down, it shows its humility and humbleness, it is able to give off whatever goodness there is in it. Then there's another hadith of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Tirmidhi Sharif. A Muslim who meets others and shares their burdens is better than one who lives a life of seclusion and contemplation. So always share in the burdens of others, and a good word is also sadaqah and charity. Serve, another hadith, serve Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as you would if you could see him. Although you cannot see him, he can see you. So in Kitabul Iman, there is من أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. So you are always trying to embrace that feeling, you know, that Allah is watching me at least when I'm making my ibadat. So when you say your takbir al-tahreema, when you say Allahu Akbar and you go into ruku, or when you're reading the Surah Fatiha in your qiraat, then ponder on the meanings, you know, the greatness of Allah, praising Allah, and don't perfect your a'mal when somebody else is staring at you. No. Imagine Allah is watching you. So even if you are in solitude, if you are alone anywhere, try and perform the best namaz that you can. Then Hazrat Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your appearance or your possessions. That's what people look at. But what? Allah ta'ala does not look at your appearance or your possessions, but he looks at your heart and your deeds. This is in Muslim Sharif also. So today our lives is spent, you know, on appearance and possessions, but we make no effort on our hearts and our deeds. This is something that is important. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when our wealth, you know, and our children will not avail us of anything except he who comes to Allah with a purified and a made-up heart. And the best richness, another hadith, is the richness of the soul. You know, the body will perish and the soul will go on to another realm. So try and create the richness and the virtue in the soul. And then there's another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to strive for the cause of Allah tabaraka ta'ala from daybreak to noon, or from sunset to daybreak, is better than the goods and enjoyment of the whole world. So jihad fi sabilillah holds a very, very great virtue in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to reflect on these beautiful gems, ahadith, from the noble lips of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make amal on them, put them into our lives, and pass them on to others. May Allah ta'ala make us good Muslims, good lovers of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.